Hi, everyone. My name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
Welcome to our podcast, The Performer's Pathway,
a podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
As a prelude to every episode, we'd like to remind our listeners that this podcast is about the other side of the musical coin. One side, which you see a lot at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. And the other side is how to maximize your talent and skills in the real world, and that's what this podcast is about. Also, if you have a few extra seconds to spare,
which is technically only 3 beats at 60 BPM,
please subscribe to our show on your podcast app of choice and rate us 5 stars. You can leave a comment about absolutely anything, too. That small act of kindness will really help us expand our audience and continue to create new episodes.
And lastly, word of mouth is always super helpful. So if you like what you hear, please tell the world.
Before we get started here, I want to mention our monthly guidebook slash workbook called The Motivated Musician. It's geared towards serious musicians and it offers challenges, exercises, professional advice, and more to help keep your musical life and career on track. Also, as an extra perk, members get exclusive discounts from My Music Masterclass, so if you want to learn more, go to mymusicmasterclass.com, hit subscribe in the header, and you'll be good to go.
That being said, let's track further down the path of
stopping the cycle.
Stopping the, like laundry?
No, it's like a motorcycle. Like, if you see one in the road, do not
cycle,
actually...
Motorcycle?
Yeah, don't try to stop it, like, without tools. You know, don't just jump in front of it or anything.
You said motorcycle and it's Thanksgiving time, so now yeah. I'm just thinking about Alice's restaurant.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, yeah. This is not about that. What are we even talking about here? Anyway, a cycle in music is a series of chords, right? Or it could be a series of notes, but in this case, let's say it's a series of chords. It could be 2 chords, it could be 4, it could be whatever. So let's say that you as a musician play the exact same cycle every day, like the same harmonic cycle, maybe C to F, and that's all you did. Every day you'd wake up, you practice.
Like even just C to F, or are you talking like 1 to 4? Like any practicing or okay. just C and F?
I'm going to make this even like a worse point or a more, you know, sharpened point. And let's say it's just C to F.
Damn. All right.
It's just really.
Don't do that, people.
Really restrictive.
Not every day.
Well, this whole thing is going to turn into some kind of lesson at the end or a more. There'll be a moral to the story, as they used to say in G.I. Joe, I think. I think so. Wasn't it? Now they're for the moral of the story. I don't remember.
I guess. Like Full House, they do like the ending.
No, one of those. One of those cartoons I used to watch when I was a kid used to have at the end the moral of the episode, and then they would come in and have like a PSA about something like, yeah, don't throw ice cream on mice or something. You know,
that's
you
where
know?
Full House got it from, then I guess.
Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, Full House, yeah, whatever. So let's say you're just doing this crazy cycle. I mean, not crazy at all, very simplistic cycle. And it's all you do. And you might even be dreaming about it, slowly losing your mind, and probably not seeing any musical results after a certain point. You know, after you've done this so often, you probably mastered it at a certain point, and now you feel like you're stuck in a rut. So what do you do if your cycle isn't working for you anymore, right? You change it up. That's what most people would do musically. You'd say, this is a ridiculous thing. I've done this. I've mastered this. You know, and oftentimes as musicians, we have to do cycle work. We have to play through 2/5 or 1/6/2/5, like a rhythm changes, or even a form of a song, which could be considered smaller cycles within the song, but maybe a 16-bar form or a 32-bar form could be considered a cycle. And sometimes you do have to practice things quite a bit to internalize them, like beat it into yourself. But there's a certain point where you have to change it up, and that's why I'm starting with this terrible point of just playing C to F over and over and over and over again, because at a certain point you have to know, and you do as a musician, you're like, ah, all right, I got that, let's move on.
Well, yeah, I mean, when does it cross the line of being practiced to just becoming a bad habit?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
like if you're just doing the same thing every day, that's not learning.
Right. So it seems silly and pretty obvious when I relate this to music, because most musicians actually have that kind of shit together. They're not all the time, but a lot of musicians do know that they want to move on and will integrate other things into their practice naturally. But
well, it might be out of either laziness or just pure comfort, like right. feeling like you're accomplishing something if you just do the same thing you only know.
Right.
But yeah, musicians should, we know better. We at least can recognize it.
And you're right. Actually, there are plenty of musicians who get caught into the like playing, not practicing mode because it feels better to
exactly.
actually just play over tunes that you know how to do. But while doing that, if you're not actually trying to expand your vocabulary or something within that exercise, it's kind of like you might as well just be gigging.
This happens at any level, by the way. Even like with Walt last episode, he was talking about how he's doing a new thing since COVID. He's playing specific melodies over 12 keys.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, he obviously has practiced in different keys and does like, he's a fucking badass. But like, that's one thing he didn't do. Yeah. Is like he'll learn a tune and then he'll just play the melody in all 12 keys. Right. Like that's something he's working on now
as
an established badass.
It's an exercise for him. And he also knows that when he's able to do it flawlessly and he's able to continue to do it flawlessly for a few times.
There's an end to it.
And he's always trying to work on something that's uncomfortable. So we'll get more into the musical side of this later. But again, this seems pretty silly when I said just C to F every day. But as humans, we struggle to break our cycles all the time when it comes to our lives and our health and our mental health and all kinds of stuff. Jake and I spoke to peak performance psychologist Dr. Green a while back. It was one of the first 10 podcasts we did. And we talked about your morning routine. That's what he talked about. And he said it's super vital to have this morning routine and start your day and do things in a certain order, and that'll get your blood moving. It's a short exercise, this routine. It's not something that it's not like a daily schedule. But so again, routines and cycles can be beneficial in order to get you moving on the right path. But it's also important to know when they stop working so that you can change them up.
Yeah, I mean, that's like putting your sneakers on before you walk the path. The path still needs to lead you somewhere different.
Right.
But like you got to have a good pair of sneakers on. So that's your routine. It's like something that you need so you can like, you know, be awake, be aware and like be productive.
Yeah. And we can apply this principle in a number of different areas. For example, this is kind of a personal thing for me. So Jake, I went to the doctor. No, I'm just kidding. It's not it. But no. So I've spoken to others.
You're a musician. You don't have a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't afford a doctor.
All right. So unfortunately, I personally don't have that much time to sleep. Jake knows this because I...
Well, no, you have an allotted time, but you just don't. You just aren't able to use it.
It's true. There is time in the day, but it's occupied. My wife and I have a 4-year-old child. She works full time. And because of COVID, there's no childcare, babysitters or anything like that because, you know, we're being responsible and we want to be safe. Now, my wife is a mental health worker and thank God for me because I'm slightly insane. And she has got this full-time job.
Wait, that's her profession. You're not just saying she has to do that for you.
Well, you know, she does work outside of work. You know, I'm a work in progress, I think. And I'm constantly working as well, right? On my music masterclass, this podcast, we have a guidebook, Jake and I, we're always doing crazy shit and there's always more on the plate and I love it and this is what I do. But that means that I can't really work on the weekdays at all. I mean, I work mainly after my son goes to sleep or early in the morning at 6 a.m. if I get up super early before he wakes up. And then on the weekends, I do huge days, 12 to 15 hour days on Saturday and Sunday, just to get what I need to get done. So basically, I'm tired. That's just me summing the whole thing up. I'm tired and I'm not the only one. Like, I am not the only one. I know that this isn't even, I'm not even complaining and this isn't an excuse. Like, I know that there's a lot of people in the world that feel the same way. So I'm just going to tell you my experience with this. So in the beginning of this quarantine, I wake up every morning and just on routine, I get coffee, feed the cats and start the insanity and just go and kick ass, you know, just go and do my stuff and try to be a good dad and try to get all my work done. And, you know, it worked for a little bit. But as the months went on, you know, I started to feel worse and worse. The coffee basically did nothing for me except for make me anxious at a certain point. It definitely wasn't keeping me awake. And Jake and I have talked about this. Like at a certain point, you know, people just go to coffee. It's like, this is what I'm talking about. It's like the cycle. It's like, I'm tired, get coffee. It's like,
yeah, well, it's like sleeping pills. Like, I'm just going to take one tonight. And then they do it every night, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. This is where I'm going to kind of bring it full circle. You know, out of a repetitive habit, I was just reaching for coffee blindly every morning, even though it was clearly not helping me and probably hurting me. So one day I tried matcha in the morning instead with some ashwagandha powder and maca root. And suddenly I felt awesome. Like I felt energized and calm and good. And then I did that for a few weeks and it started to lose its effectiveness.
You did the Macarena?
Exactly. And then I went back to coffee for like a few days and that was cool again. And, you know, basically I was listening to my body's needs and addressing them instead of just continuing a cycle that wasn't working, you know? And
I'll tell you right now, I need to do that heavily in practice and in life.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's there's always a line of like, are you just feeding a bad habit because you can't make a new habit, or do you actually think that that bad habit is good for you?
Right. It's also about understanding your mind and your body. And, you know, I've done a lot of reading and research on this stuff, and I still learn about myself all the time. Like, I'm shocked when I find out something that I've been doing the wrong way for so long, you know?
Remember when you went on Wikipedia and you found out you produced a TV show?
That's true. I did find that out. Although that was a different Adam Small. Thanks, Adam Small, for all the royalty checks. No, I'm just kidding. No, but even if you guys are interested, getting back to what I just said about the ashwagandha powder and the maca root, which is something that you may not be familiar with and some may, they're called adaptogens. And adaptogen is this kind of family of plant or root or in herbal stuff, you know. This is me getting super technical, herbal stuff.
I'm fact checking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just fake news. All right. I'm a musician. I'm not an, you know, one of these people that owns the Vita Cost store or whatever it is. But anyway, they're adaptogens. And so what it is ginseng's an adaptogen, holy basil, theanine. And theanine is in green tea. So matcha has it. And so does any green tea. Actually, theanine is technically a nootropic, I think, but it does calm you down in a different way, but it's similar. So let's move on. There are these things called adaptogens, and what it does is that if you're stressed out and you're just, which is like something that you would be during COVID, you know, stressed out, and you might not even know it, or you keep going and going and going, you might not actually be as tired as you are just I don't know what the word is, but basically you may have adrenal fatigue, meaning that your cortisol levels are just flying. Like you're just constantly producing a stress hormone. And when you do that, you feel exhausted, like no matter how much sleep you get. And sometimes the answer isn't to drink coffee when you're tired, because that just makes you more stressed out and it just releases more of this stuff. And therefore you're drinking coffee and, you're in this cycle and it's not working. Sometimes it's weird.
It's like doing a bunch of exercise without any of the good parts.
Right.
So your body's just working itself to death.
So oftentimes when you're tired, it sounds counterintuitive, but it's because you're so anxious and you're just constantly releasing stress hormones, you know, or chemicals. Yeah.
And I mean, your freaking body is like a chemical plant.
So
it's like, it's insane.
So by taking an adaptogen like ashwagandha, which I take sometimes, or even ginseng or rhodiola is a good one. An adaptogen will regulate your cortisol levels. And therefore, sometimes that's why ginseng, people say it gives you energy, but it can also kind of make you tired depending on if your body needs it. That's why they call it adaptogenic, because it doesn't just do one thing. It will work with whatever it needs to do. If you're tired, it'll make you more energetic, but if you're really up, it probably might bring you down. Anyway, you can look up this stuff. I'm not a doctor. Don't sue us. Like, you know, ask other people. But the point is that this is something that I knew, and I know this is a little bit of a rant, but this is something that I knew and I found out, and I'm, you know, I'm not 18 anymore. It took me a long time to figure this stuff out, right? And even knowing this stuff going into it, I was still reaching for coffee until I was like, ah, you know what? Maybe this is just an accumulative beatdown of COVID, you know? And then now I feel better because I've kind of been adapting my routine. So that's one way I was stopping the cycle, if that makes sense.
I had to adapt to gin in college.
Your liver...
It goes good with Sprite.
Yeah. Your liver adapted well.
It's a good thing you didn't know me during my Southern Comfort phase.
I hate that stuff. It was awful. So sweet.
I was
sweet.
Like 12. I was so young.
I would rather drink Vicks 44 than Southern Comfort.
It's horrible, dude. It's the most disgusting shit.
It tastes like sugar.
Oh my God, it ruined my life.
All right, so let's move on from... So let's move on from my whole adaptogenic process here in this coffee thing. But you see what I'm saying is that my cycle wasn't helping, and maybe this information will help you in a straight, my insane rant will just help you in some weird way get yourself back on track.
I feel like people live on like extremes now. So if like what you're talking about is in between work, it's like the inner harmony of life. But like, you got to work for that shit. Like, you got to figure some stuff out, change some stuff. Otherwise, it's just like, I've been really tired lately. I'm going to go to the doctor and they're going to like prescribe me some heavy fucking drug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's going to like fix everything.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be that extreme. It's just, that's why I like nutritionalists.
And exercise.
You know, like, yeah.
Exercise doesn't make sense.
Can be solved unless you have like a real fucking problem.
Right.
Like, you're probably just doing shit wrong.
Right. But my point is the same with exercise. Like, exercise, it doesn't seem very obvious that if you're exhausted, that if you run with no energy, that you will actually have more energy later on. Like, so, you know, these are things that aren't magic. This is science, and you can research it all. But my point is that if you're in a cycle, and these are personal cycles, but this all has to do with music too, because if you get on stage and you're out of whack, I guess that's the best way to put it, your equilibrium's off,
which is going to happen a lot, probably in 2022.
Yeah,
you know, when people start playing out again, they're gonna be like, oh shit, I've been sitting in my room playing scales for fucking 2 years. I have no idea how to construct a solo to a live audience. It's going to happen, and then people are going to fix it and adjust to it.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen because you're going to be only doing one thing in your bedroom.
Right. But, you know, a lot of the things we talk about on the show have to do with changing it up, or, you know, doing things to help yourself relax. We've talked about meditation. We've talked about, like, exercise. We've talked about healthy eating. But these are all parts of the puzzle, and you don't have to do everything. You know, this isn't like you need to, you know, have a stockpile of vitamins and then a cardio machine. And I mean, it'd be great if you could, but who has the time, right? But
I mean, everything could be a rabbit hole. It doesn't have to be.
But you definitely don't need to. I
mean, you kind of went off the rabbit hole with the kava stuff.
Oh, I did. I know. The rabbit hole with kava really helps me out too, but you know.
Yeah.
The point really is that there's, if you see yourself not making, I don't know, not making progress, or just kind of at a standstill, or in a funk, as they say, you know, like you're just, and not like Bootsy funk, you know, like you're just depressed. Yeah. You're just exhausted and depressed. If that's your thing, then like you can get out of it, like with a lot of different, like a lot of different tools. You can try different things and see what works, but there's really no reason to continue doing the same shit if it's not working. Like, change it up.
And then when you come back to the other stuff, it'll be from a different perspective. You can add it back in somehow, but you probably won't need to.
Like, are you the type of person that puts salt on food before they taste it? Or do you cater to every situation a different way? There are people that will always put sugar in coffee before they taste the coffee, or put salt. I mean, that's a little easier because they know they want sweetened, you know.
There was an admiral my father used to tell me about. He would interview people, and people were scared shitless to go interview with this guy. He was rigorous with who he'd want on his squad, but one of the things was like, sometimes you'd eat with him and if he saw you put salt on your food before you tasted it, you're not getting the fucking job. Like, it would just like, that rubbed him the wrong way completely. Like, some people hate people that do that shit, especially chefs.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, my wife's father was a French chef, and he would just like behead you with his chef knife.
Yeah, like, know? We did all this shit for you, like trust me, we took care of that. Yeah. But if you need more, you need more. But taste it first, you know.
Taste it first and then ask. Like, it's just like, it's like a punch in the face, man, you know.
Yeah.
So if we bring this back to music, which we can, we're actually a music podcast, not just one about strange herbs. You know, if you're practicing musically and you're uninspired, you know, you can stop the cycle, right? I mean, this happens to a lot of people. They say, I feel stuck. I feel this. I don't know what to do. It's like, well, what are you practicing? I mean, you can get to the answer of this pretty quickly. I do this. I do this every day. I do this. And then I never learn anything. It's like, well,
stop fucking doing it.
Yeah, stop doing it. Do something different. Maybe find a new teacher or watch some cool new videos and get some ideas of things to practice. That's the answer. You know, it's just stopping the cycle of the comfort zone. And it's like we said in the beginning, a lot of times people want to sound good in the practice room because it's, you know, it makes your serotonin build up a little bit, makes you feel a little better than like sounding like shit. But you know what? We need to sound like shit in the practice room. It needs to be slow and methodical and kind of, you know, you live with your mistakes and you get rid of them. That's how you get better. Also, when you're performing, this can be applied to that as well. Like if you're playing on a gig, and I know, Jake, you can totally attest to this, as can any musician. How many gigs have you been on when you're just get sick of hearing yourself play the same licks over and over again? You know, I mean, it happens to literally everybody, you know, and you're just
there's great ways around that.
There are great ways
around that. But you have to love music and you have to play with good people. Those are the only, those two things will get you out of any bad, shitty performance anxiety you have, because you just fucking listen more.
Right. But again, that's a cycle of playing the same stuff. It's like, why am I playing the same stuff again? It's literally a cycle. So we can break that. There's ways of breaking the cycles. If you find yourself complaining about the same shit to the same people or to different people over and over, like maybe you should change something in that, you know, maybe, unless it's something you can't control. It's literally
something.
Saying
I should get a Mac?
You really hate PCs. Yeah.
I just hate Windows. Nothing works.
This podcast is dedicated to Jake because he busts my balls and I get these like random message threads of, I hate this computer. It's a piece of shit. I don't know. My drivers are gone.
It usually goes full cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I just let it go. And
the last message is like, all right, I think I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be, it's like 10 pages long anyway. Same thing with performance anxiety. If you are really stressed every time you get to the gig, you do have to take a look at some different elements, not just what we talked about playing the same stuff, but how are you preparing for that gig? Like, are you doing the same thing every time? Do you just get in your car, get there a half hour early, warm up, and then, like, change it up? You know, stop the cycle. Like, do something. Meditate in your car. Like, I don't know. You have to try different things. Like, try not to eat a full meal before. Maybe you do want to eat before. Maybe see what works for your body, but, like, don't just simply have the same ritual if it's not helping you. If you find something that works, you can stick with it, you know, until it stops working. But as you grow and your body
grows, you
can
at least make variations when you know it works.
Yeah. And to be honest, like I said, with the coffee or the caffeine or, you know, whatever stimulants or whatever you're using, every vitamin, you know, you take or exercise in the morning or meditation, no matter what you do, there'll be a certain point where you're going to want to switch something up. I mean, maybe there are some exceptions. Like meditation seems like one of them. If you could do that every day, it kind of helps, you know, I mean, no matter what, it doesn't ever hurt.
Yeah, that's not
that, because that's just kind of like resting your mind, but there are certain
it's like
things
breathing.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, for the most part, you're gonna find a routine that works, and then something will change in your life and it won't be as effective. And you have to, and this goes back to other podcasts we've done about improvising and in life and being able to switch and go to something that's working for you. This is kind of phrased in a different way, but it is a similar idea.
Yeah, and it's not like the thing that you're doing doesn't work. It's just that you yourself are not getting anything out of it anymore. I mean, that's what humans are complicated. Like, once your mind does things a bunch of times, you're not going to have that same focus. You're not going to, it's just going to become like muscle memory. But muscle memory is like good until all of a sudden you're just playing scales over every solo. Right. Then muscle memory is bad. So it's, yeah, you know, and it's too complicated to just do the same shit for your whole life.
Yeah, and what, and we're complicated people or organisms, because what works for someone else may not work for you either. So,
and plus, like, it's, I think the big thing with all that, especially music, is you think you're gonna lose something if you change something. Right. No, it's just not true. If you've practiced things for years, like, it's A, you don't need it to be like that. You're working on dexterity if it's like an exercise, mm-hmm. and you're working on connecting like harmony and melody. It's not something that goes away. Like, the good parts of that will always stay.
So we're just going to keep this a little shorter than usual today, because we've said pretty much everything we wanted to cover, which is that we all have to start listening to our minds and our bodies more. If you don't feel well, you're probably not going to play as well. If you don't feel well mentally, that's going to affect your body too. Again, like I said before, stress can make you exhausted, and none of this is going to help you if we want to talk about music. None of this is going to help you on the bandstand unless you start making good choices and adding variety, like Jake was saying. I know that there's a lot of different things you can do in your life, and you want to research these. And if something's not working for you, do something different. Stop the cycle. Questions, comments, episode ideas, hate mail. You can get in touch with us by contact form, email, or voicemail, all of which are available at our website, theperformancepathway.com. If one of your questions or topics makes it into the podcast, with your consent, of course, you'll receive a shiny new $10 gift card for use at mymusicmasterclass.com. That's our sister website, which contains over 600 original educational videos from your musical heroes. So look forward to hearing from you.